the origin of both the original image of the husky and the first appearance of the altered image are unknown, with the creator still being anonymous. The fact that a fact that only adds to the story's effectiveness by adding, at least, the suggestion that the image could have an origin other than just somebody editing and posting an image of their dog. This inability to pin down the exact origin of the story also ties with the meta elements of the creepypasta story itself, in which the narrator describes how the image cannot be traced and references to it on popular websites or incidents linked to it seem to disappear or be suppressed, suggesting that there are forces that do not want the background of the image or information about its power to be discussed in a public forum. The general consensus on the first appearance of creepypasta relating to the image is that it first appeared in 2008 on the 4chan board, on 4chan. Though even this origin remains frustratingly nonspecific and unclear. Following this initial posting, the story's spread becomes a little clearer. In 2009, a post on Urban Dictionary gave an explanation of the story as a definition for the term smile.jpg. In April 2010, a thread opened by Anonymous Ethan on Movie Codec forums, discussing the image and the story. Here the idea that the image's origin was unclear was again underscored by the poster. Later that same year, a live-action video about the story was uploaded to YouTube by a user known as Saboom, and on the 27th of August, the story, and on August 27th, the story got its own page on the Creepypasta Wiki. The smile.jpg, or smile.dogcreepypasta, is built around a number of long-established tropes. The first is the concept of chain letters. These are letters sent, mostly anonymously, and which contain an instruction, or inducement, to spread or send on the letter on its message, often with either the promise of some reward for this action, or conversely, a threat of some mishap or bad luck befalling the receiver. smile.jpg or smile.dog or simply smiledog. And its creepypasta is built around a number of long-established tropes. The first is the concept of chain letters. These are letters sent, mostly anonymously, which contain instruction or inducement to spread or send on the letter, on its message, and its message, often with either the promise of some reward for this action, or, conversely, a threat of some mishap or bad luck befalling the receiver. If they refuse to send the message on and continue the chain. Originally, actual letters sent by snail mail, this concept has evolved to encompass viral emails and Facebook posts, but work in precisely the same way. Whilst the addition of a haunted, supernatural, or curse element has long been an established feature of some old-school physical chain letters, one of the more notable examples of this is an internet format and a possible precursor of the smile.jpg story. Was the story of Carmen Winstead, or the alternate name being Jessica Smith, or in some cases, the girl's name would be Jessica Smith. That surfaced on Facebook in about 2006, about a girl who had died in a sewer. The post insisted that if the reader did not share the post to a specific number of people, then they would be haunted by Carmen or Jessica, a familiar template and one that reoccurs in the tale of smile.jpg. The other significant tropes in the story, that being the idea of being pursued by a demon or malevolent entity, and the idea that this activity can be started or halted by passing on a particular artifact, is a common one within popular culture, and the theme of numerous horror movies, ranging from The Ring to a more comedic Drag Me to Hell, and the more recent It Follows. One of the earliest and best executed incarnations of this notion, and the story which, arguably, laid the blueprint for the later incarnations of the same idea, is Casting the Runes by M.R. James, in which a slip of paper sporting the titular runes is passed to the unwitting victim of a curse, and must be passed on secretly to another person by a specified date. Otherwise, the summoned demon, will pursue the victim, and eventually destroy them. Part of the effectiveness of the smile.jpg creepypasta and its image and in being creepy is due to its ability to induce a feeling known as the uncanny in viewers. This is mostly attributable to the dog's smile. This is mostly attributable. This is mostly attributable to the dog's smile. In an effect similar to the unsettling effect caused by a clown's painted smile, psychologists suggest that smiles that are too wide, or smiles that show all of the teeth in the mouth, produce a feeling of anxiety within the onlooker. As to them, it subconsciously suggests predation or aggression.